Oh, many, many years. And then one of the brothers, one of the great uncles, was pastor down here at Beulah for years. And so then the offspring and all, his grandson, Cousin Clifford Bussenden, has carried on, a minister carrying on and loved to sing. And so it's just been a wonderful generation. Well, I don't know whether it takes three recipes to cook that particular coconut cake, and I couldn't even right off of hand all three recipes to have it accurate, and I wouldn't want to give it over.
Yeah,
is
it evaporated milk that you put?
No. I use a cup of fresh sweet milk and a cup of the coconut milk. Yes, and
okay.
If I. Yes. Yes. And she'd Miss Hazel would get them and she'd freeze them. And I'd tell her not to freeze. And she said, oh, they'd be just as good.
Uh-huh.
And so she would wrap them in foil real heavy and put them in the box and put them in the freezer.
And they were delicious.
Well, I'm so glad y'all enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't say how many hundred cakes I baked.
I know.
I really couldn't say.
Uh-huh.
But I have seven cakes that I made up my own recipe, worked out my own recipe, and Mr. Nobody's got them.
Uh-huh, they're yours.
They're mine. But I can bake you one by them, or anybody wants a copy of one, gladly share it with them. But what I mean, I just never have reached that, you know, and given to anybody unless they request it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly all good.
But if I picked up a recipe, Miss Diane, and I didn't like that recipe, I'd tear it to stunts and all and do what I wanted to with it. Now, there ain't many people can do that. I'm truthful to say.
I know. You can't be.
That's bad. I just take and work out this. I don't like that. No, I'm going to fix it like I want it. Something else. I know I don't want that. I'll fix what I want. Until I make up a complete new recipe.
Uh-huh.
And you can't take the recipes I got for my German chocolate and my Japanese fruitcake, my coconut. Oh, God, there's seven of them. I'd have to think of the others. But anyway, I got seven of them. I worked out myself. And then I have a lovely, lovely pancake recipe. That's the one I've been begging some men buying one for Mr. Price.
Are you the one that had the cat that I used to hear the tales about?
The cat? Diane, you better go out in the backyard and look and start counting. You'd beat it sundown, counting the cats.
I thought that must have been. Somebody got in trouble with it. Didn't somebody get in trouble with some of your cats?
Lord have mercy. You ask Buddy.
He told me about those
cats. I sneaked up on Buddy and them. What was their name? Right there?
Quicks.
All that the house is all torn down now. But the white one, the one over next to Hazel and them, they had some hay and stuff in them. And they all had these little old BB guns. And they had cats cornered in there, and they were just shooting and shooting. I sneaked up that door, and I thought, here's where I'm going to get my eyes put out, my face filled full of bullets. I sneaked up close enough to see what they were doing. And then I called to him. I said, Buddy, aren't you ashamed? He looked up at me. Oh, he just like fell out. I said, Buddy, I'm going to tell your mother that I have called up with you. And I said, I'm going to tell these other boys their mother on them. I said, don't you know that's cruel? And I scolded him and I scolded him. You know, just downright one nasty about the dog, just scolding him.
I think
Well, I think